Lake Effect continues with Project Milwaukee on WUWM. Now, I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break, we talked with the founders of a Madison group seeking to bring civil discourse and understanding, if not agreement, back to daily life in Wisconsin. The Halls of Power used to be a good example of a place that underscored both disagreement and a high degree of civil discourse and decorum. But that, too, has diminished in recent years. It came to a head in this past year of political turmoil on the floor of the legislature and in hearing rooms around the state. Two lawmakers, one on either side of the aisle, toured the state this fall in an effort to re-inject a measure of civility into politics. Dale Schultz is a Republican state senator from Richland Center, and Tim Cullen is a Democrat from Janesville. We spoke with them before an appearance in Milwaukee on their Common Ground tour, and Senator Schultz said he doesn't believe the year 2011 has to mean the end of bipartisanship in Wisconsin.
I believe that there are a lot of important issues that are going to continue to come up, and two that come to mind immediately are the mining bill as well as a wetlands bill that I know are going to be critically important for the future of this state. And that's just two bills that come to mind immediately. So it's never too late to learn to work together and get things done. There's a lot of suffering in this state, and I think people are looking for a hopeful sign that someone will be doing something important to improve our economy and create jobs.
Well, I'm extremely disappointed that so much was done not in a bipartisan way. But I believe that bipartisanship is not just an academic exercise, but that it's important to have major legislation if it has bipartisan support. It has then a likely chance to have the support of the majority of the people of Wisconsin, and the legislation has a better chance of being accepted and being successful. But having said that, I'll take bipartisanship whenever I can get it. So I wish it had started earlier. I'm very, very hopeful and enthused that it may well be starting now. It's starting between the Senator Schultz and I. We need to see that it spread across the whole legislature and the governor.
Given the narrow divide in the state Senate, do either of you have concerns that we're at the point where merely attempting to be bipartisan is in itself seen as a partisan stance by other people within your parties?
That's possible. But what I expect to see happen is that within the Republican caucus, where they are in the majority, and Senator Schultz is in there and I'm not. But I just think that there are, based on their records, there are four or five or six Republican state senators who are on different issues at different times have shown a moderate view of specific issues. And I believe that all of them are going to have more influence. And therefore, I think we're going to see a lot of the moderation occur in their caucus. I don't expect Senator Fitzgerald to lose control of the Senate. He shouldn't lose control of the Senate in the sense that on the floor, 14 Republicans and 3 Democrats are running the place. I don't think that's going to happen. And as a former majority leader, the majority party should not let that happen.
What about the idea of Democrats that might also cross party lines and side with Republicans on occasion?
Well, that's conceivable, it happened several times in January. I voted for 4 or 5 of the economic development bills that were put forth by the governor in a special session, so that can happen. But I think real bipartisanship is when both parties actually have input into the product, that their amendments are considered in some form, even if they're offered by a member of the majority party, that they have influence in the product, not just don't have any input, but vote for the final product and then call it bipartisan. That's not what I mean by bipartisanship.
Well, and so, Senator Schultz, can you describe the pressure that you must be facing right now as one of the Republicans who Democrats might most turn to as someone who might cross party lines?
Well, I usually start these kinds of conversations with this. May have a king in the state Senate now, but I'm not her. The fact is, when you have a one-seat majority for the majority, anyone on any given issue can be the pivotal vote. My colleagues, I think over the years that I've known them, have generally welcomed input from both sides of the aisle. What we've seen this spring, I think, is aberrant. There's no question that over the years, I think we've seen more and more partisanship. I think it is on both sides of the aisle. The real question is, what do we have to do to get back to a point where we're discussing issues intelligently and taking votes with people having had the satisfaction of at least feeling they've been heard and hopefully, as Senator Cullen has mentioned, having had the opportunity to have input into the process and make their mark on legislation. I believe we can do that if the public demands it. And in a very real sense, this is less about the two of us than it is about the public. We just want to be the conduit for that because we know that working together, we're a pretty formidable state.
Well, what would your signal from the public be? Or were the recall elections the signal that you think the state needs?
Well, I think the signal that we should look at is where is Congress in their approval rating? And they're at about 12%. And they're not getting things done because they're bitterly divided along partisan lines. I haven't seen a similar poll in Wisconsin, but I think a Wisconsin legislator would be silly not to conclude that if Congress is at 12%, we're not at 62%. We may not be down to 12, but we're below 50.
You know, the governor has come out and said he wished he'd done things differently and that we need more bipartisanship. And I know down here in the Milwaukee metro market, he has defended me publicly, and I appreciate that. We have seen the majority leader, Scott Fitzgerald, as of the last time we were on the floor, the last floor period, not just earlier this week, you know, make, I think, a fairly significant speech to the body about the need for bipartisanship, and he hopes we can get there. Now, there are a lot of hurt feelings. There's no doubt about it. On both sides of the aisle, this has been nasty and it's been messy, and believe it or not, legislators are people too. But I think the reason they're saying these things is because they know better, and more importantly, because I think their constituents are saying, come on now, we want you to work together and get things done. And if we can continue to provide hope through our actions to the public, I think the public will respond by doing what they have been doing even more so. And perhaps one day both sides of the aisle will learn to walk the talk.
Well, and Senator Cullen, there are some who will listen to this interview and say, well, of course the Democrats are calling for bipartisanship. They lost all the major fights of the last session, and it wasn't as though they went out of their way to be bipartisan when they held all the cards. Is it just about approval? Why should your colleagues across the aisle want to work with you?
Well, I alluded to it earlier, because I believe that when you pass major legislation, that it is in the best interest of the majority party to have it be bipartisan. And I point to two examples. At the federal level, the health care plan that President Obama, Democrats passed, was passed without any Republican votes. You can have an hour debate about why there weren't Republican votes and so on, but that's sort of inside baseball stuff. The reality is that only Democrats passed a major, major piece of legislation. And that means that 50, if it's all by one party, that means 50% plus of the nation were not on board in that in terms of where they are politically. And look what's happened to that law, which has hardly even taken effect in most cases. It doesn't really take effect until 2014, really. And it's getting lambasted, and the polls show that it's very, very unpopular because it was done by one party. You go back this spring in Wisconsin, you look at the other party, the Republican Party. There's no question in my mind, when the governor sought the money to balance the budget, had he just sought the money, the higher payments for pensions and higher payments for health insurance, if he just sought that and not gone after eliminating collective bargaining, he could have had a bill that could have conceivably actually attracted some Democratic votes. But by for certain, had he just gone after the money and stopped there, we would not have had the commotion that we had in Madison and the bitter feelings and the recalls. And I think, again, it was just like the Democrats in Washington, we had the Republicans in Madison trying to pass a major piece of legislation with just their own party's votes, and you see what happens on both sides.
Do you have a sense for what you might consider a victory? I was just reading that the Republican-led Assembly approved only one of 376 amendments offered by Democrats in 2011. Would doubling that be a victory? Do you have a sense for how you might say, well, this thing that we're doing, we've had an effect?
I believe that the Senate's going to be the more moderate of the two bodies. And I'm not going to measure bipartisanship by how many Democratic amendments are adopted. There may be amendments that Democrats believe in that Republicans are the lead author on, or the bill may be moderated more to attract Democratic votes in their caucus or in committee or in the Joint Finance Committee. I don't really care how it happens or what way it's done. I really do believe that the sharp move to the right of this past spring is over, because I don't believe the state Senate, particularly a lot of people in the majority party, are going to let that happen anymore.
I believe most people would say that bipartisanship is well underway when folks actually take the time to listen to one another. I was extremely heartened by the fact that recently the governor began reaching out to Democrats saying, come on down and talk to me. Now, that in and of itself is not bipartisanship, but it's a good start, and it speaks directly to what Senator Cullen was suggesting is so very important, is having input into the process. That begins by truly listening to one another, and if we do that and we do it well, I think the other things will follow. Input into amendments, it doesn't really matter who gets their name on it, or, you know, passage of amendments on the floor. Typically, a lot of opposition amendments from the, you know, the opposite political party are not adopted. But, you know, it is one measure. I think the whole thing begins with listening, and, you know, my admonition to the governor and Tony Evers, for example, is that they spend twice as much time listening to one another as they do talking to each other. And if they do that, I have no doubt that they will be successful in the things that they're working on.
Senator Dale Schultz, Senator Tim Cullen, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Matt.
It's a delight to see you today.
Republican Senator Dale Schultz of Richland Center and Democratic Senator Tim Cullen of Janesville formed a two-man caucus in support of bipartisanship this fall. We spoke with them in September while they were on their self-described Common Ground tour of Wisconsin. That's Wednesday's program. Project Milwaukee State of Upheaval continues tomorrow on Lake Effect. And don't forget, you can attend our live broadcast from the Pabst Theater Friday morning at 10. And as always, you can hear all of the Project Milwaukee interviews and news features in one convenient place. That's WUWM.com/Project Milwaukee. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I hope you can be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from WUWM-FM and HD1, Milwaukee Public Radio. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next.